It's showtime.
Showtime.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Welcome to the Sons of Smoke Cigar Cast. Drew, Mo.
Yo.
Moo Cow Rich.
Bringing the bull.
The cow.
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Going on, Moo Cow?
You know, just living that dream.
What is that dream?
I mean, it's all a dream. Nightmare can be a dream. It's all a dream.
Good point.
You're just living it.
Yes. It's here. And here we are.
Nice.
Yeah. What's new and exciting with you guys?
Did we do a podcast since the show, or is this the first one?
First one this year.
No, we did one before, didn't we?
Did we?
We did another one this year, didn't we?
Pretty sure. Maybe we did. I'd have to check. Let's see.
SoundCloud says it was 1 month ago.
Okay. I can't remember if it was if I'd already been to the show or not.
I don't know. Was there something you were hoping to say about the show? I'm sure people would love to hear it.
No, not particularly.
I'm trying to get a baseline of where to start off. Where to start this mess?
Yeah.
Legit.
What you got, Mel?
No, it's interesting. No, I was just going to say, you know what's interesting? Like, telling the story, you know, people still, like, a lot of people ask, oh, how did Patina start, this and that, and then giving them the background about, you know, the Sultans and everything. When you tell people that you were doing a podcast, like, in 2014 about cigars, people are like, really? Fucking loser.
Trailblazer.
Kyle, you jumped on. I think it was still like. Wait.
Probably 2016 or so, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I think we started the actual podcast in 2015, and then you came on. But what I wanted to say about the show was that, you know, I ran in. Obviously, I saw Dave, right?
And he was.
And I would. So he said that he would be interested in joining us again. So we got to reach out to him.
Yeah, we do.
That guy's a legend. I mean, he really is, man.
Definitely.
So I'm hoping he decides, you know, the days we do it works for him, so we can get him on here eventually.
For sure.
Damn right.
Better believe it.
It's not every day you get a legend asking if he can rejoin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really is.
So there you go. I sent you all a link earlier. I'm very interested to talk about this because I feel like I've seen more unity in the cigar community about something that I've seen in a very, very long time. There's a new product that somebody's trying to do a Kickstarter for called Cigar Bibs.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like, sort of. Like, it's like a thing you put across your lap, it looks like, that has like fire retardant material in it. And it's supposed to look all right or whatever. And when you spill ash on yourself, apparently this is supposed to help catch it, right?
Right.
So you don't mess up your clothes and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
They're going to sell for $470 or something like that. I'm curious on your thoughts on a cigar bib. Would you ever use one?
No.
Yeah. I guess I was going to give the long-winded answer, Drew. Yeah. Look, I understand where the idea stems from, and I completely get it, because I don't want to assume, but I know I've burned holes in shirts from ash. And that does suck.
For sure.
But I'm not going to pay $470 for a bib because I burned a hole in my $5 t-shirt.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Like, it would take a lot to be worth the cost. That's a lot of clothing.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, if we're talking about this from a perspective of people that don't dress up to go to a cigar shop, right?
Yeah, I'm not wearing a suit.
We don't, generally when we smoke, we're in, you know, t-shirts or maybe a hoodie or whatever. So really, I don't think we're the target market, I guess is what I'm saying.
I agree with you.
The other part of it, and I've been, you know, talking to a few different people, and I'm curious on your guys' thoughts too. The disappearance of the cigar nerd. Things like this, things like smoking jackets, things like that, these appeal to people that see cigars as a lifestyle versus nerding out about cigars. Right?
Yeah.
So there's a difference in the market. Like when my brother bought a smoking jacket, for example, I wasn't sure if he was serious or did it as a joke.
Sure.
Right? But there is a market for these things for people that truly get into cigars in a different way than like how us three got into cigars and the way we approach cigars. So we used to say there's people that smoke cigars and they're cigar smokers, right? And I don't know if this would be an additional layer or this is more of encompassing. And maybe, and I'm not sure, and this is where you guys can jump in and help me out here. Is it cigar people and lifestyle people? Because that might be more accurate these days. And dude, you just don't see the cigar nerds in cigar shops really anymore. Very rarely do you run into, and think about it, man, patina is mostly carried in shops that are smaller and more in push boutiques and stuff like that. So you're not seeing the Moes, the Mukaus, the Drews, the Dave West. I don't feel like you're seeing them in lounges as much. So I'll leave it at that and you guys could.
I mean, I'm not going to lounge as much, so I'm not helping your numbers there.
Shit, I just asked that myself. There you go.
Karma.
You need to buy one. Burn.
No, I said there's a market for it. I'm just not that market. My fine. If there's a hole in it, it's okay. It's not a gym shirt.
Right. Yeah, and I imagine, I mean, we know there's an upscale market for all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right, like you look at some of these real expensive lighters that are out there, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely an interest there. It's not most of us, but you also probably don't have to sell that many of them at, you know, $500 a pop or whatever to make it a reasonable enough business.
Yeah. I mean, if they're coming out with $3 million lighters, what's a $460-something cigar bib, right?
I just wish, here's the thing that gets me, I wish it had a different name.
Right. I got you. Well, yes. So what would you call it?
I don't know, but something else. I don't want to be like, oh, hold on, I got to put on my bib.
Yes.
Right? Like, that's kind of messed up. But if you were like, you know, you get out a piece of fabric and you just kind of drape it across your lap while you're wearing your suit, okay, fine, right? Like, that could be, I could see that as part of, like, a legitimate lifestyle thing, right? But, like, that's not a bib.
Yeah.
So I don't know what a better name would be, but
you walk into the shop, your buddy goes, "Hey man, what you got there?" And you're like, "Ah, I brought my bib." do what?
But you know what, dude? Like the way those things are designed, there are certain people with the way they dress when they go to the cigar shop that would not be out of like character for them.
For sure.
If you know, if I took that design bib and I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt with a pair of gym shoes, and all of a sudden I pull out this elegant bib and put it across my lap, I'm going to look like an asshole.
Probably.
Right? But if you're in there in some sort of nice outfit or whatever, or suit, tie, or sport jacket, or, you know, whatnot, maybe mm-hmm. it's not as weird. I don't know.
I can see it, right? The name just mm-hmm. it continues to throw me off.
How do you?
It's like what I think of when I go to a restaurant where I'm going to make an absolute mess of myself, right? And they give you that little plastic bib. You know the ones I'm talking about?
That's yeah,
I'm
oh yeah, about. Yeah.
It's like the opposite of classy. But anyway,
like a mechanic's rag or something like that, but you can't call it cigar rag. That sounds again. That's like the no. other. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep. Cigar towel. Cigar, I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah, it's something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fair enough.
But, yeah, again, I'm not the target market. I don't think you guys are either. But as we've seen the last few years, there are markets for these things.
Yep. If anybody's interested in getting one of these, they have a Kickstarter up right now, and you can join and you can get a significantly better deal on one of these if you want one. They're trying to raise $28,800, and you can get, instead of $469, you can get one today for $281. So there you go. There's my sell on that.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Y'all got topics you want to dive into? Dive into some of our listener topics.
I don't know. Why not? Wherever you guys want to go with it.
You know what I like about us is how decisive we are.
I know.
It's great.
Well, I'm not sure what Drew's doing.
Smoking a pipe tonight.
Are you in that pipe?
Yeah. I have a aged Maduro Cavendish.
Why do you want that?
I take it. It's good.
It is delicious. Tasty.
Nice. Tasty treat.
Yeah. What's today's equivalent of that? I feel like I don't see that type of stuff as much anymore.
But that also could be
like I'm not on like social media.
You still see tasty out there with the descriptor.
Tasty, yes. I don't see it with treat as much.
Oh yeah, because that was ridiculous to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I got no clue.
It's not as fun, Kyle, now that you're really kind of you're not as involved as you were.
Oh, on the gram?
On the gram, on social media for cigar stuff. I mean, shit, dude, think about it. When you started with us on here, you were the moderator of our cigar.
That's true. Yeah, one of the peeps, yeah.
Yeah.
I keep busy.
You were in the know.
In the know. Yeah, that's how I describe myself. Coolest of the cool.
Yeah.
So, all right. Fair enough. Drew, tell us more about your pipe, though. You've been getting into pipes.
I've just been the lack of time and just being able to sit on the patio quick and smoke for 20 minutes has made a pipe very useful.
Interesting.
I've smoked pipes like in the winter in the past.
Yeah, I remember. You used to have some, I think, when I lived down there.
Yeah. And I've kind of just picked it back up. I could smoke on the way to work and not waste a whole cigar, you know, on a 20-minute drive. If I've got a longer drive, I'll still do a cigar. I've actually been smoking a shit ton of cigars lately, but pipe here and there. I can smoke it for 20 minutes, like I said, 15 even, 20 minutes, and, like, not feel bad if I have to set it down or put it out or go on.
Just convenient, it sounds like.
It is.
Which is great.
As much as it's not convenient, it's convenient because pipes are not convenient.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's at least fast.
Yeah, it can be.
Makes sense.
We are podcasting from the new house as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, first time there.
Exciting. How is it?
It's been good. We've been here a couple months now. What, two? Something like that. If anybody's moving to Tulsa, we have a house for sale.
Nice.
Still got to get rid of the other one.
Yeah.
It's legit. Probably in a gated community, right?
Our current one?
No, the old one.
The old one is not.
Old.
The old one is not.
Oh, no. I don't know about all that.
New one is. You can come visit. We'll let you in the gate.
You say that now, but we're going to show up.
Yeah. Like, ha-ha.
Come on. We got plenty of space. We can smoke in the house.
Nice. That's pretty great.
Drupus, what kind of ventilation did you go with?
I haven't put anything in yet.
Oh, okay.
I smoked up here. Well, this is the second time. So I did some painting the other day and smoked a bit. And
but the pipe doesn't leave the same kind of smell, though.
No, I had a cigar up here the other day and I just cracked the windows open.
Oh, okay.
But it, man, you get rid of the ash out of here too, and it helps drastically as well.
Sure, I believe that.
Yeah, that would help.
Very cool. Very cool. You gonna get some kind of a like a rabbit air or anything?
Yeah, I'll definitely do something like that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I could probably just put in some ventilation here too and just suck the smoke out.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't decided yet. With all, you can probably hear the echo. We talked about that, but because it's hardwood floors and then just walls, there's no soft surfaces to keep the smoke out of here. So a lot of that helps drastically.
Yep.
And, I mean, really, unless we have a bunch of people over, there's not going to be, like, 10 people smoking cigars in here, like, every night. So it really shouldn't be too much of an issue as well.
Right.
It's legit. Very cool.
Yeah, makes sense.
But, yeah, I'll get something. Either ventilation out or a filtration system.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And then you'll have the ultimate place to smoke cigars.
Sure will.
Never leave the house again.
That's the plan. No, I like leaving the house. I actually
That's
went
fair.
To the cigar shop last week and hung out in the lounge.
No way.
I saw Jeff, had a couple cigars.
How was it?
Man, cigar shops are weird.
I agree, but go on.
I don't know. A bunch of reps were in town for an event this last weekend, and I don't know. Just people watching, and it's changed. But I'd rather smoke at the house now.
They're also a bar, too, though. That could be part of it.
Yeah, right. yeah, for sure downtown at that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw him at the show briefly.
Did he order?
Nope.
Uh-oh. Fail.
It's all good.
I actually gave him a couple of years.
Did you?
Yep.
So what did you like? What was so different about it, Jacob?
Man, I don't know. Down there, it's tough to tell because some of the clientele too that fluctuates through. It's just an. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's probably the bar setting. It's weird, but even the reps, were, I don't know, man, it's weird. That group of individuals that frequents a lounge that is a bar is a different group of individuals. And
it's true,
man, it's been a long time since I've been down there for that. And I think in the past I've been more distracted, but, yeah, it's a weird, dynamic of the drinking, smoking people. Especially when it's like a 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Maybe the weekend crowd would be different.
But. Is like you'll have BYOB. And you'll have a place that serves alcohol. And even with BYOB, like, you'll maintain completely a cigar atmosphere. But when they're serving it, it completely changes everything. In terms of, the culture.
Yeah.
That's interesting, though. Look, dude, just in general, things are so different post-COVID. I don't know how to explain it.
And that's kind of what I was getting at. I think it's different just from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been out a couple of times because I found it perfectly enjoyable, but who knows?
Now, where'd you go, Kyle? You went to the tasting room?
I don't think so. No, I went to Maduro here, and I went to Lake Country.
Oh,
I went to tasting room for an event like a while back.
I got you. I've never been to Maduro. Tasting room in Lake Country, obviously, are great places to have a cigar.
Yeah, Maduro is a bar. It's right on the Capitol Square.
Okay,
but they have cigars too. But, I mean, that was fun, even when it was a bar.
Right.
But it is different. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I've usually found that it's really different when you go into a lounge when the regulars are there versus when they're not.
Yep, for sure.
Two different lounges.
Mm-hmm.
For good and for bad.
Yes, exactly. Depending on what the regulars are like.
Right. So, cool.
Yeah.
Let's hit some of these listener questions.
Let's do it.
Both of our listeners who sent in questions.
Both of them.
We'll start with NC's questions. Yeah, they're both here. And they're both waiting for us to ask their questions. Our buddy NC His first question: how many boxes of the new patina is ideal for peak male health?
Can you put a number on that?
I mean, probably just a stick. I mean, will probably increase your testosterone levels. But for optimal gains, you know, a couple boxes probably.
I think the right answer is continue buying until you've hit peak male health and tell us.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. All right. This is a very interesting question from him. If you could choose between dinner with Yogi or $500,000, which would you choose and why?
Yogi, you're my guy.
What was the question?
You can either have dinner with Yogi.
Yeah.
Our bud. Or you can have $500,000. What are you picking?
Is he a good-looking guy? I don't know if I know you. Oh, Yogi, New York? In Yogi?
Florida, no.
Is
yeah,
he?
He moved, but yeah, you're thinking of the right guy.
Oh, shit.
He retired and stuff.
Damn, I did not
Yogi's
know this.
Yogi's a BBM.
I might take dinner. Where are we going? Is it a $500,000 dinner?
What would a $500,000 dinner even be?
I don't know, but
that's a great question.
I mean, how many hookers are involved in that dinner?
Even if it's like a couple,
sounds like a Diddy dinner.
Maybe a $10,000 dinner. I think I'm still going to dinner with the Yogi.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna drink some like good wine or champagne and have a steak dinner and. Smoke some really good cigars after.
Then you're going to stick him with the bill?
No, he'll stick him. Fuck the bill.
That's extra.
Well, there you have it. Okay, so Drew's going to dinner. Mel?
Taking the money. Sorry, Yogi. I'll take the money and then give Yogi back all the money he spent on patina as a rebate and say thank you for your service. Yeah. What about you, Kelsey?
It's only fair. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking this wrong, but with $500,000, I'm pretty sure I could fly his ass out to have dinner.
Yeah.
And have quite a bit left.
Yeah, I think the question
is... Like, I could never have dinner with him. Fine, off.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
Or something. But either way, I'm taking that half mil every time. What? Like, I mean,
so we have two real answers, and then Drew.
I kind of want dinner with Yogi.
Yogi's a legend, man. He really
well,
is.
You can't put a price on that.
But do you also kind of want $500,000?
Yeah.
I mean...
But, okay, let me tell you like this, dude. Like, Michael Jordan is probably my favorite athlete of all time, and I would still take the money over going to dinner with Michael Jordan.
It's personal, Yogi. all right. There you have that. His final question, NC's final question. Favorite song to fist pump to? And the crowd went silent.
Hang on, I got one actually. I looked at this one. I gotta pull my playlist back up. And I might actually, hang on. Shit, where is it? Anything by Pitbull currently.
All right.
I've actually taught the boys to fist pump. And when some Pitbull comes on, they get to fist pumping it.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
They're hitting the gym yet?
Oh, yeah, they're already hitting the gym. Mr. Olympia next year.
That's good. Well, there you go.
What do we got for G Fizzle? Had some questions.
Hold on. What, you didn't do your song, Mo.
Oh, I
don't get out of it that easy.
I have no idea, man. Honestly, I can't even. I don't know, something EDM.
Have you ever fist pumped in your life?
No, I have not.
No, come on, Mo.
I got a whole lot of nothing. Never.
No, honestly.
You've never just done it just to do it? Not like being serious, but like screwing around like, yeah, good song, and then you start fist pumping?
Maybe. I don't think so. I mean, honestly, dude, I don't really think so.
That's the only time I have. I mean, I've never been to the club and been like, uh-oh. Ladies, watch out.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, well, let's move on to Fizzle. If you had a superpower, what would it be and why? I assume if you could choose a superpower, right? Or is it if you, mm-hmm. you were you, but you had a superpower? Probably if you could choose a superpower, what would you choose?
I'm going to let you guys go first on that. I feel like we've answered this question before.
I think so.
Or something similar to it.
Probably.
Yeah, we have done something similar. Ooh, I don't know. With that one comes a lot of shit.
That's right. There's definitely a lot of BS in pretty much any answer.
And it kind of depends on, like, what situation you're in. Like, dude, if I'm, in, like, in traffic or at the airport, I wish my superpower was being able to teleport.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? If, if I'm at the gym, I might wish my superpowers to be incredibly strong. You know? Just kind of depends.
So you're not incredibly strong, is what you're saying?
No.
Mm-mm. It can't all be true.
No.
Superpower.
I was actually given Lee my. So I saw, you guys know Stolen Throne cigar?
Yeah.
Who?
So I, Lee Mart, Stolen Throne, a boutique brand out of the Rojas factory. So Lee Marsh is the guy who owns, and he's walking, and he's a pretty solid dude. I mean, he's pretty big, and I was like, Lee, and he's like, oh, what's up? And I'm like, hey, man, a needle fell out of your pocket, and he starts like looking down. He goes, man, like fuck you. I was obviously giving him shit, but yeah. Similar to our conversation, you know, giving people shit for being on shit, you know. He's not, obviously.
Okay. There you go.
He's a sizable dude. Yeah, he's a big dude. I mean, we've talked about this. Like, you could tell when somebody's on extracurriculars, you know. It's really no different than any other drug, I guess. What else we got?
I don't think any of us said superpowers. Looks like Mo had strength.
No, I really don't know. I mean, sometimes I wish my was to teleport, you know. Just depends. Sometimes I wish I could shit money. I mean, you know.
I don't think there's enough comic books out there about people who have the superpower of shitting money.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Fair enough. I feel like some kind of like invincibility or invulnerability would be nice. You could just do so much dumb shit.
Oh yeah.
And it would be fun. So true.
I think being invisible would be nice, but again, that was my first thought. But with that comes all the shit that you're going to find out that you probably don't want to find out.
Right. I mean, some might argue Patina's invisible as it is, so I already have that superpower.
There you go.
All right, I'm with you, Drupus. I'm seeing the logic.
I mean, I think it'd be good.
All right. Drew's going for invisible.
Yeah, might as well.
Okay, so Kyle, what did you land on?
I said some kind of like invincibility or invulnerability would be solid. Just because you could do some dumb shit. Dares, wind bats, all kinds of ridiculous stuff.
Yeah. Like some sort of like a regenerative capability, regenerative capability.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, I get that. That's cool.
Do it all for the laughs. Speaking of the laughs, G Fizzle's next question. If you worked in a circus, what would your job be?
Clown.
I think it's supposed to be hypothetical, not real, Mo.
Yeah.
Invisible clown.
Yeah, invisible clown. Invincible clown, yeah.
I feel like that should be some kind of weird sex position, doesn't it sound like it? Pulling the invisible clown.
Maybe it is.
Could be. But anybody would know it would be NC, so.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about the invisible clown, NC. Oof. All right, cool. Those are the listener questions that we had.
What? Mm-hmm. You're going to be the invisible clown, too?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't even answer. I'd probably be one of the people that just, like, sets up the stages and shit. Or a ringmaster.
Like a roadie?
Yeah. I mean, they need those.
I want to be the...
They do.
The, like, animal trainer. The lions or something jumping through hoops.
Oh, that'd be cool. Also, a lot of work.
Yeah. Then I can be invisible and
not get bit. Nice. All right, we got a circus. We're all ready.
We got a circus. Cal.
Yeah.
You do the blind reviews. Any surprises?
Surprises. We did a god awful for the price.
I was going to say let's keep positive surprises.
Oh, okay. The ones that surprised me the most are the ones that we smoke and we're like, that was either okay or not great, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then you find out it was like more than $30. Those are the ones that surprised mm-hmm. me the most because it's just so questionable, you know. Yeah. And if it's four different people all saying that it's not very good blind, that tells you some things.
Right. I feel like between the four of you, you guys cover pretty decent swath of cigar smokers.
It ain't everybody, but it's most people have some person in there.
Yeah, I think so. Overall.
So I haven't had a lot of them recently where I was like, oh yeah, that was really, really amazing.
Now, are you smoking more now that the weather's getting better, or are you pretty much?
I'm about to. I'm not quite there yet. Yeah. It's been rainy here.
I got you.
But it's on its way. What about you? You getting out and smoking away?
No. Mm-hmm. No. Ever since I got that Rabbiter, I've been mostly just smoking inside. So, and it actually really helps with productivity too, so it's nice.
That makes sense.
I'm not taking any chances with a coyote run within like 5 feet of me. I'm good.
Can't have that.
So it's funny. So Ben Lee from like that does stuff with like, I think the Smoking Syndicate and Cigar Coop and all that.
Yeah.
He actually came to the last event I did in North Carolina last week or the week before. I can't remember. And he had like video of bears, like bears at his house, not, you know, the animal. Yeah.
You just wander around.
Yeah.
Chilling in the yard.
Yeah.
Like I'm a bear.
Yeah.
All right.
Can you imagine you're just like sitting having a cigar or something? Oh, there's a fucking bear. Now, Drew and I used to see a lot of bears when we would go to Classic back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a different kind.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. That's crazy. I'm curious, like, what's the craziest thing that somebody's experienced while they were outside smoking a cigar?
I don't know if there's a lot of craziness in my world for that. Mostly just a lot of animals.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. It's not right, terribly like, crazy.
But how close does it get?
Pretty close. I mean, if I'm in my backyard, you know, there's lots of rabbits all the time.
Oh, cow. That
it was like a... Rabbits. I know, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there, dude. I'm getting there.
All right.
There was like all a right. raccoon. There was a possum. They were all like reasonably close, right? Like
Right.
Within 15 feet, 10, 15 feet.
Yeah, and raccoons are nasty. So, yeah, that's fucked up.
Some big old birds. Yeah. Stuff like that. Nothing terribly crazy.
Raccoons have rabies, right?
Raccoons?
I mean, they can, but they don't automatically.
No, not normally.
If you see them at night, they probably don't. If they're wandering around in the day, you might have a chance.
Right.
Being all fucked up.
Rufus, what about you?
I mean, with the animal things, we have about 30 or 40 deer in our backyard. Especially if we feed them some corn.
Okay.
We saw a fox the other night. I don't know. I can't recollect anything that's crazy.
All right, so let me ask you guys this. Have you ever been at the cigar shop when something crazy has happened?
No.
Just beyond like a fight, no.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of fight.
Yeah, I don't even know. I just know there's been some.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I think for me, it's got to be like R. Kelly coming into the cigar shop and then being jailed like literally months after.
You ran into a slightly different kind of predator.
You're right, yeah, exactly.
It's kind of messed up, though.
Oh, extremely. Yeah. Do not fuck with kids.
No.
But yeah. Although I think overall the weirdest thing was, I don't know if you guys remember, but there was that shooting in the Chicago area cigar shop where that lady killed a couple people and then herself. Okay. You guys remember that at all?
Yeah.
Like, that lady was a customer at the cigar shop I managed, and she used to come in all the time.
That's messed up.
And was probably one of the nicest, like, to even think that she was capable of it. I mean, she was, like, one of the nicest ladies, man. It was crazy.
People do weird stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially people you don't expect.
What else we got, boy?
I think that was our full topic list.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's amazing how we don't talk in forever and still have nothing to say on our podcast.
So part of it, it's like I can't say some of the shit that I want to say, at least cigar wise. Sure.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
A lot of dramatic dudes in the cigar crew.
Yeah. Anyway, we get Dave West back on, though. It's going to be popping whether we like it or not.
That's right. That's what we need to do. Get some energy up in here.
Mm-hmm.
Dave motherfucking West.
The best part is seeing Dave in his natural inebriated state in person.
Yeah. You guys have both met him, haven't you?
Yeah.
And yes.
It's funny because it's like, damn, this is what he was like when he was podcasting with us.
He was naked?
No.
Yeah, the old
wandering around PCA in the buff.
No, he was
his podcasting suit.
Yeah.
just that and a cigar bib.
Yeah. He's like an apron.
Yeah. My cigar loincloth.
Yeah.
There it is.
We'll try to do better next time.
We won't try to do better.
No, we
won't. Don't lie to the people, Mo.
Yeah.
What's new for Patina? What's coming out?
Hell yeah.
Oh, the Limited. Well, Limited will be out sometime this summer.
What can you tell people about it?
Boxes. It is the anniversary blend in a 5x54.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. So. You know, get a little bit of a different format.
Does it taste similar or is it pretty a little different?
It's similar. You know, I can't explain it, man. It's similar, but it, you know, it has the same properties and profile, but some of the flavors that are highlighted that somebody might get are a little bit different, I guess is how that makes sense.
Yeah, so there's a reason to buy it, everybody.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you like the anniversary, you're going to like it. If
you don't like the anniversary, I got questions about you.
If you didn't like the, I mean, you might still like it because it's, you know, it's a classic broadleaf profile, right? So, you know, but...
Very cool.
But I, you know, everybody, you know, I was able to, I gave some samples to some of the custom, like patina customers and stuff, and the feedback was really good. So, you know,
you got to make sure, right?
No, for sure, man. Absolutely.
You don't want to release it and be like, oh, that's going to be so good. And everybody's like, what the fuck did you just do to me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your blends were all so good till now.
Yeah. Yeah. What is this shit?
Yeah.
Well,
In case we don't podcast, we'll be in Arizona, May 22nd through the 24th. Events at Puro in Chandler, Anthony's in Tucson, and Embargo in Phoenix. Back to back to back. So anybody out there, if you want to swing by, we'll be there.
Hell yeah.
In case we don't podcast before then, next April is PCA 2025.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, we'll get in before then.
Yeah, sure. Maybe.
Well, boys.
All right, gentlemen.
Next time.
There you go. Sounds good.
All right, you guys all have right, a good
guys.
One.
Later. Bye. Cheers.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's episode of the Sons of Smoke Cigar Cast. Make sure you guys are checking us out on Instagram, Facebook, direct message us, email the Sons of Smoke at gmail.com if you got any questions, comments for the show. And we will catch you guys next week. Thanks.